Hi guys, welcome to this special bonus episode of Crime Cafe Podcast. This is going to be a loaded question Q&A and also a get to know me about your hosts. I'm Coral.
And I'm Amber.
And we're just going to go ahead and get started. I say my name's Coral, but I actually go by Corey usually, but a lot of people call me Coral, so it's kind of complicated. But my name's Corey. I'm 26. I almost said 24. I don't know why.
I'm 24.
Yeah.
That's why.
Yes. Okay. I'm 26. I'm married to a guy named Russ. We got married in 2016. We don't have any kids, but we do have three dogs, Sasha, Biscuit, and Copper.
And they're really cute.
Yes, precious.
And Biscuit is teeny tiny. He's a little chihuahua, and he's so cute.
Our newest one is a little baby chihuahua. He's like 4 pounds. And we both work at the same place. We both work in manufacturing. I really love makeup, true crime. I love reading. We take care of my papaw. I think that's all I can think of for me right now.
Right off, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm 24. I've been with my boyfriend, Lucas, for almost 6 years. It'll be 6 years in February. We actually both got with Corey's husband and my boyfriend around the same time, like a couple weeks apart. I have one son, Cash. He's 9 months old. He's a St. Paddy's Day baby, actually. And
a quarantine baby.
Yeah, I had him right at the start of the pandemic. That was a wild.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, it was a wild ride. Very crazy last minute changes to everything.
And we thought it would stop as soon as it started, but it's still happening.
Yeah. I stay at home with him. My boyfriend pours concrete walls and does construction. And
very hard worker.
Yeah. He works very hard for our family. And I really can't think of anything.
You were in healthcare for forever.
Yes. I was a CNA at a long-term care facility, an acute care facility, a rehab facility, and I did home health.
Mm-hmm. And you also worked at a daycare.
Yes, I loved that. Yeah. I worked at a daycare while we were in high school and shortly after high school. And the rehab and long-term care were together.
Yeah.
We had a rehab side and a long-term care side.
Right.
You also worked in healthcare, though.
Yeah, I was a caregiver for a while. I had really awesome clients. I miss them a lot, but, you know, you could just go with emotions and go do different stuff in life. I used to be in medical assisting school, but I changed my direction. I really, like, if money was no issue, I would go back to school and be a labor and delivery nurse. You know that.
Yeah.
I wish I could. I want to so bad. I mean, I love true crime. I could never work in it, but I want to bring babies into the
world. I would like to open a daycare.
Yeah. I could totally see you doing that.
I've said that for years and years now, though, so that's not a surprise. So fun. Yeah. A lot would go into it, though. It would make it hard.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of.
And it doesn't, it doesn't really pay off. But
no.
I don't think being a nurse does either when it comes down to
not really.
No, not like financially. I mean, I think you have what you need and some of what you want, but it's not like you're rich.
Yeah, and for the work you do.
Oh, God, yeah.
There's a lot of working overtime.
Traveling.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, we're going to talk about how we met. We went to the same middle school, same high school. In our county, there's only one high school, one middle school. So, but we didn't meet until she was a junior and I was a senior.
Yeah.
This was in 2012. I got my schedule. Well, we all got our schedules for the first semester of school. And I posted, does anybody have these classes with me?
Yeah, back when everybody did that.
Yes. You had to.
Yeah, you had to know who you had classes with.
And we only had 4 classes a day.
Yeah, there was only 4 classes a day. And I actually private messaged that we had 3 of the same classes together.
And lunch.
And lunch. So we had teaching together.
Mm-hmm. Math.
Oh, math.
What was that?
Math was our last class.
God.
And photography.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, we had a class together, then we were split up for one class, and then we were together for the rest of the day.
Yep.
So, I'd never even had a class with her prior to this.
No, or lunch. I don't think we ever had lunch together either.
No, I don't remember, like, ever really meeting you.
Mm-mm.
But I sent her a message saying that I had 3 classes with her, and that I really liked her hair. She had the, like, side bangs that were the big thing, and I thought they were the best.
You were like, don't ever cut your bangs, you can't.
Yeah. I was so upset when she did.
I know. That was so fun. Like, and I remember teaching was our first class, and I didn't know anybody. I didn't even want to be in that class.
No,
I was scared.
I wanted to be in the class, though.
I know. Amber did want to be. She wanted to be a teacher. She wanted to go to Austin Peay.
Yeah.
And be a teacher. I didn't. I was scared. It was my senior year. I was like, look, I don't even know why I'm here. I came in. I was nervous. Didn't know anybody. And then I just went into the back and sat with her.
I wasn't in there yet.
Yeah, you were.
No, I stayed in the bathroom. Remember? I went to the bathroom. We were in a separate building than the main building.
Yeah.
So after the bell rang, I went to the bathroom and I was washing my hands and I was looking out into the hallway and I saw her walk by. And I was like, oh no, hurry, hurry. I washed my hands off quick. I was like, I've got to know that girl because I have 3 classes with her. I'm going to be around her a lot. So I like ran after her.
Oh my God. I just have a memory of just going to sit down with you even though I was nervous.
No, we walked in together. Or I was right behind you, but Kelly was in the back. Remember Kelly?
Oh yeah.
And you went to sit by her. So I went back there with you.
Oh my God. I love that.
Yes. So that was how we first met.
Mm-hmm.
And then we sat together in all of our classes.
Mm-hmm.
And our photography teacher assigned a project. And you had to, excuse me, photograph an event within the town. Like anything. The football game. There's just a bunch of different things. Band concerts, theater productions, anything like that. So I decided that I would photograph the football game.
Mm-hmm.
And Corey decided that she would photograph the halftime show or the band.
The band.
So we were going to go to, it was the first home, or it was just the first football game in general.
Yeah.
It was the first football game of the season. So, at this point, we had only known each other a little over a week.
Yeah.
And,
But how did we get into the football game?
Oh, remember? Yeah. Yeah. So, we were sitting at lunch that day, that Friday, and we had this thing called PBIS tickets.
And we were already planning to go to the football game.
Yeah. We had to go. That was our grade.
Yeah.
So, we had to go. And we had got PBIS tickets for, like, good behavior or just...
Right, just something. Stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They would just hand them out for anything, really. And you turned them in at the office and you could win, like, shirts or prizes.
Right.
Well, they called both of our names. And we actually thought, like, maybe we were in trouble or, like, something. And we went to the office, and we had won football tickets.
Oh, my God. I love that.
Yeah.
I love that story.
So, it was so ironic that we both got in free.
That was so funny.
Yeah. And then we went to the football game. I went to your house.
Yeah.
And we got ready and went to the football game. And then we left at halftime and went to a local hibachi restaurant. And I had only had hibachi one time ever before this, and I was young. I hadn't paid for it. Like, someone else had paid.
Yeah.
So, I was unaware that this was expensive. I mean, I'm in high school. I wasn't even working at that time.
You just got your license.
Yeah, I was just babysitting.
Yeah.
So, we went in there and we ate, and then they brought us a bill, and I almost passed out.
I know, it was like $35.
Yeah, it was so expensive.
For like a 17, 16-year-old, yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah, we were 16, 17.
And we paid in change.
Yes! Yes, we counted out a lot of change.
Why did we have $35 in change?
Because I went out to my car. I have this cup in my car, and I just, like, anytime I get change, I throw the change in there.
I feel like we had a few bills.
Oh, yeah. We probably had, like, $15 honestly.
Yeah.
Maybe even 20.
Yeah.
But we didn't have enough to pay for the whole...
Yeah.
Hibachi. But that became one of our favorite go-tos, and we ate there a lot.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. After school, like, sometimes.
Yeah.
And Taco Bell.
Yes, Taco Bell especially.
Amber and I have an iconic memory where we go to Taco Bell, and 1 week we went 7 times.
Yes. That was a rough week.
I know. We needed it, honestly. Like, every day we were like, should we go to Taco Bell? And we did.
Yeah.
I don't know how we paid for that ever. I don't know how I had money.
I have no clue. I mean, I babysat.
Right.
That was how I had money.
Right.
So.
I mean, I would have money sometimes. Like, I would hold on to my money from birthdays and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, that's how we met.
Yeah. And that's pretty much, like.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
It's been 8 years
now. Yeah. We have a lot of stories that we would like to tell you guys in these bonus episodes, too.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot. We've done some...
Crazy.
Yeah. I would like to tell some stories to teach someone a lesson, like...
Yes.
Not to be stupid like we are.
If I had, like, two words to describe, it would be cautionary tale.
Yeah.
Everything we did. You remember that time... When we, on spring break, we went to Duluth?
Yes.
Okay, I think about this memory a lot. Why did we ask to be dropped off at Red Lobster?
I know. By ourselves. Yeah.
In Duluth.
Yeah.
Why? We're crazy.
I know. Even if I tell the story of how I, like, first officially met my boyfriend Lucas, it's sketchy.
Yeah.
I should have probably been abducted.
Yeah. I should have been abducted by Russ and killed.
Yeah. I mean, I'll tell the story really quickly of how I met my boyfriend, just as a quick, like, this is how dumb we were sometimes. We friended each other on Facebook, and we started talking, and we did not talk for long at all on Facebook. I was like, this is dumb. I want to meet you in person. I want to know you're real.
Yeah.
Because catfish was a big thing when we were... You know, around 18, 19. I was 18 when I got with my boyfriend, and he was 22. And so I was like, let's meet up. Well, it was like winter time, and it was well on into the day. So I was like, let's meet up at like 6 p.m. Well, it got dark at 6 p.m. Mm. So I went to... Now, I did tell my mom where I was meeting him. His name... And what vehicle we were going to be in.
Yeah.
But I would not. She was like, let me follow you just so I can see him. I can see the vehicle. I said, no.
Oh, yeah.
Do not follow me. That's creepy.
Embarrassed, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. And I just left. Drove to the local Piggly Wiggly parking lot. Parked my car. Got out and got into some man's truck.
Oh, yeah. For all you know.
I didn't know if it was even going to be the guy that I had supposedly talked to.
I know.
I could not see him. I just saw the truck that he told me he would be in. And I got in.
Did that scare you?
Yeah, now that is so scary. And to think, like, that I could potentially one day have a daughter that could do something stupid like that.
I know.
That's terrifying.
And not tell you.
Yeah. Yeah, she might not tell me.
Think about how many times we just didn't tell.
Yeah.
Our... information.
Yeah, we were like, we're not lying. We're just not telling.
Exactly.
If that you was don't our tell, problem. Yeah.
We never told the. Well, we always. It's not that we didn't tell the truth, we just didn't say anything.
Yeah, we would tell the truth most of the times if we told anything. Mm-hmm. But it was not telling. Everything. That was the problem.
Right. So we're going to go ahead and ask some questions. Or Amber's going to ask us some questions.
Okay. Let me pull them up. Okay. So some of these are like personal, can go into detail questions. Some of them are just like common, like,
right,
whatever questions. So what is the most ridiculous thing you've done to please people?
The most ridiculous is when I just do stuff that nobody asked me to do, but I just feel like I have to do it, and I just do it. But that's my fault.
I understand that.
Yeah.
I think my problem is I will say yes to almost anything just because I don't want to hurt someone's feelings.
Yeah.
Now.
Or think less of you.
Yes. Yeah. Now, I say that, but I have changed a lot, especially since having a child, in that being a yes person.
Right. Oh, yeah, you have to.
Yeah. So, what is one case that you think we'll never cover that you don't want to cover?
Probably pretty much any prolific serial killer. I mean, I don't want to cover Ted Bundy, Chris Watts. I don't want to cover, Jeffrey Dahmer, John Wayne Gacy. It's just pounded into the ground at this point.
Yeah, they have a lot of coverage.
Yes.
They really do.
And they don't deserve the airtime.
No.
We've got more important things to do research on.
Yeah.
I'm not going to spend 8 hours researching Ted Bundy.
No. Probably the only case that I don't think I would ever be able to do is, I told you about, the Heidi Broussard case.
Oh, yeah, no. I wouldn't want to.
No. That is a lady who a friend or just a random lady like performed a at-home C-section on and stole her baby.
That gave me a horrible chill.
Yeah. There's a lot more detail to it, but that I don't like that case. I can't even listen to something about it. I turn it off.
Oh, yeah. No, pretty much anything like that's off limits.
Yeah. So what's the first true crime case you remember seeing unfold?
JonBenet Ramsey. I mean, period. That's like my earliest memory of a true crime case. I mean, I think a lot of people think about that case. It's not what got me into true crime, but it's the first one I remember. But yeah.
I think I remember the Natalie Holloway case is the first one.
Yeah.
That I remember like truly seeing unfold. I'd heard and watched a. Not watched, really. It was just, like, kind of on in the background. Like, my mom or my grandmother would watch it.
And she was on vacation.
Natalie Holloway?
Yeah.
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 She was on her senior trip.
Where at?
Aruba.
Aruba, yeah.
I remember that. And then I remember the same man that potentially abducted her had abducted another girl or killed another girl. I remember, that's like the next thing I kind of remember.
Yes. I was thinking about that the other night when you had mentioned it. I thought about that on the way home, and I remember I heard someone cover a case about it.
Yeah. I was not very into true crime until I got older. I was into more, like, fictional crime, like scary movies and...
Right, you didn't really...
Goosebumps books and stuff like that.
I don't think it really became appealing until we noticed that there was a psychological aspect to it.
Yes.
You know, I mean, it's, what do they call it? Attraction repulsion.
Yeah.
So.
And it really is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we already kind of said what our day jobs were earlier. Right. Mm-hmm. So she works at a factory. I stay at home with my child. Mm-hmm. Okay. What is the case that haunts you the most?
Killer on the High Bridge.
Abby and Libby.
Yeah. I can't remember Abby's last name, but Liberty's last name was German.
Yeah, I can agree with that. But also, I think anything where someone disappears and there's like no trace, no explanation, it's just totally out of left field. Like, you can't.
And I can't really stand a case where they don't release more information.
Oh, I know. Why? And that's happening in Abby and Libby's case. Yeah. They're not.
It's ridiculous to me. At this point, it's been almost 4 years.
Yeah.
And they still haven't released what evidence they have or how they were killed.
I understand not wanting to hurt a case, but also you have to give the public something, because I feel like the more, you know, eyes you have on it, the more people you have looking, the better off.
Oh, yeah.
You would be.
I've listened to every podcast there is about it to see if there's something I can gather from it, something new. But it's so frustrating to me. It makes me so ill. If I could snap my fingers and solve it, I would.
Yes.
Like, it makes me so ill. There's nothing new. There's nothing new.
No. And one case that stands out about the people just randomly going missing is Brian Schaefer. Like, he was just...
That's disturbing.
He was in somewhere. He never left.
The crime junkie.
And now they cannot find him. Yes, it was.
Yes.
But
they
did
get it on Brian Laspisa, too.
Yes, Bryce.
Or Bryce, sorry. Bryce Laspisa, yeah.
He also kind of went missing. Mm-hmm. Not kind of, he went missing.
Yeah.
Under weird circumstances. There's a lot of that when you look into it. And a thing I want to throw in here is that we don't just, like, aren't just interested in true crime. We also like paranormal, supernatural, alien, things like that.
Maybe a little bit conspiracy.
Yeah. Some conspiracies, definitely.
I couldn't see us going all the way into JFK assassination.
No.
I'm done with that.
But
the death of Marilyn Monroe?
Yeah.
Yes.
Something like that.
I want to do that.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd love to.
And a lot of the people that go missing without traces... aliens always come up into the discussion, so
exactly.
We've jumped down that rabbit hole a few times. So what true crime topic is just too much?
Cannibalism and anything John Wayne Gacy, child molestation stuff, like the toy box killer, all them.
Yeah,
anything when it comes to child torture, child molestation, rape.
Yes.
No. Mm-mm. Don't like it.
Yeah. Not to say that we would never cover some of those cases.
No, but...
Because some of those cases, not like the toy box killer or Gacy or anything.
Some stories need to be told. And there's a ton of them that aren't connected to these big serial killers.
Yeah. That you haven't gotten talked about. Yeah, you never hear about them.
Right. There's one case I can think of over here in Murphy we can cover sometime.
I would love to do that. So, what is your favorite strategy for avoiding a tough situation?
Ignoring it. I literally ignore everything. No problem.
Yeah, I like to procrastinate as much as possible if it's something I don't want to do.
I mean, there's some stuff, like, some stuff I choose to ignore and I'm fine with it, but some stuff I can't help. Like, if I feel like I have to fold my shirts, it bothers me. But then sometimes I don't care.
Oh, yeah.
But I usually just avoid it. Just don't think about it.
Yes. I feel like that's what most people do. So, who do you look to blame when things go wrong?
Well, I like to say myself. I blame myself for the way people react. I blame myself for what people think about me, or, you know, I blame myself for a lot of stuff, but at the same time, when something happens, I blame other people.
Yeah. I think a lot of times I go straight to Lucas.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we're together all the time, so if something is wrong, I want to blame him, but also, I can admit, though, to when I'm, you know.
Oh, yeah. I mean, what can I say? We're complex women. We have different facets.
Yes.
We have different ways about us. I mean, sometimes it's easy to blame our, you know, our partners. And sometimes it's just easier to blame ourselves because it's, because they can't accept the blame or you don't want to blame them. Or sometimes when something is Russ's fault, I'll just blame myself just so I don't have to get in a fight with him.
Yeah, sometimes it's easier to take blame.
Mm-hmm.
And Luke does the same thing, too. Like, sometimes he'll take blame, and then later I'll think, and I'll be like, well, that's probably my fault, actually.
Yeah. Sometimes my name's all over it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it just really depends on what it is.
Bless.
Oh, thank you. And this is kind of a question that ties back into the last one. But how often would you say you admit when you're wrong?
Not enough, but a decent amount. Plot twist, I'm not wrong about anything. So, can't answer that. I don't know. I don't think, we all like to think that on philosophical things that we're all right.
Yeah.
But on little stuff, no, I'll never.
Honestly, yeah.
Like, if someone says Kia Souls suck, because I own a Kia Soul, I will go to the death. But I could be wrong.
Yeah.
But, I'm never going to admit that.
I think I probably take the blame, like, 75% of the time when it's my fault. The other 25%, I, like, try to deflect the blame, or like, mm-hmm. I just really don't want to admit that I was wrong.
I think you're really good at admitting things, though.
I try to, because I don't want to, I don't know a lot of stuff. So if I say something wrong, I'll tell you.
I know, I don't know anything either.
I was wrong.
I'm like kind of concerned because, you know, I'm like, I have like a badass mentality, like, oh, I'm not going to admit when I'm wrong, but I guarantee you the first hate email we get, I'm going to cry.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to be like that.
Yeah. We don't like confrontation.
No. It's snowing.
Yeah, it's snowing a lot.
The ground's getting right white.
My roof is white. It is Christmas Eve when we're recording this, not when you're listening.
This is amazing.
But we might have a semi-white Christmas, at least.
We literally haven't had a white Christmas in 9 years, you guys.
And I'm so excited because it's my son's first Christmas. And it has rained all day, so I was positive that if we got any snow, it would probably not stick. And now it's sticking.
It's fully sticking. Her ground is getting white. So we got to hurry this thing up so I can get out of here.
Yes, we have got
to. What, do we got to drop my presents off first?
Yeah. Okay, we are almost done. Actually, we only have a few more questions that I want to get. Mm-hmm. I want to let us answer. Mm-hmm. So, what is the hardest part that you think about dating nowadays?
Well, thinking about that story of you and Luke, just finding a person that you could trust. Because how can you trust a stranger?
Yeah.
You can't.
No.
Just finding that person and taking a step.
Yeah, finding a person is hard. And especially now with, like, being quarantined, I couldn't even imagine trying to date.
I know. Russ's cousin said the other day that it was hard to
date. Well, yeah. I mean, you kind of have to break, like, a major rule about meeting in public places because it's illegal to meet in public places sometimes now.
Yeah. It's difficult. It's awkward. It already makes it even more awkward than it already is.
Yeah, and to have to social distance from somebody and...
What if you want to kiss?
I know, or, like, you can't even really shake hands.
You can't meet their family?
No.
It's awkward.
I think now it would be very hard. We have both not... Or I've been dating my boyfriend for 6 years, and she's been with her husband for, well, almost 6 years, both of us.
We're only 6 days apart.
Yeah, so.
Amber, we all haven't dated since 2015.
Yeah.
So, we don't really know what the kids are doing. But I remember I either talked to you for one day and met you, or a year and met you. You know, there was no in between. It was either like, you know.
I don't enjoy not knowing who I'm talking to. I would rather just meet you in person than worry about.
I know. And I was opposite.
Am I talking to the real person? Which probably actually put me in a lot of dangerous situations.
You never had stage fright.
Mm-mm.
I always had stage fright. I didn't like to present anything. I didn't like to meet nobody. Nothing.
I just wanted to get it done and over with.
I know. I know. You went on, like, a good amount of dates. I wish I was like that.
Yeah.
It's over for me now.
Yeah.
I can't go back.
I mean, you can go on dates with Russell.
No.
You can.
He's old.
Okay. Let's see. I've only got, like, two or three more. Okay, are you okay with not knowing what happens next?
Yes, because I have to.
So, if you could choose to know what happens, you would. Is that what I'm saying?
No, I would not. I don't want
to
know.
You wouldn't pick to know?
No. But I'm okay with it.
Yeah, I'm okay with not knowing. I feel like if I knew what was going to happen, I would be more scared.
I knew, like, if I knew it was gonna snow like this, I would have been scared.
Yeah.
I'm scared now. I don't know how I'm gonna get home. Okay. Yeah, I don't know. No, I'm okay with it, because the more you know, the more you try to stop it.
Yeah. I feel like there's a ton of things I would have tried to have stopped or prevented or done differently, and it probably would have put me in more danger.
I know, and I'm such a procrastinator. I would have prevented simple things like going to school.
Oh, yeah.
So, and I look back now, and if I hadn't gone to school, I'd be so dumb.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. You know?
You do learn a lot. I would have put off a lot of dumb things, too, just tried to prevent
anything that I didn't want to do. Feel like you have to do stuff you don't want to do.
Yeah, it makes you find a lot of surprises and blessings in doing what you don't want to do.
Yes.
Okay, and like two more. What's the most toxic thing about yourself you actually kind of secretly like?
Shopping addiction.
Coffee addiction?
Shopping addiction, excuse me. Oh, for you?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, I thought you were telling me.
Both.
That that's also, yeah.
You also have a coffee addiction.
I know. That's what I thought you were calling me out.
Well.
It's true, though. I like it.
Yes.
Oh, I'm addicted to coffee, and amen. Sorry.
It's so good.
It is delish. My favorite all-time drink is a caramel macchiato.
Yes, iced.
Iced, yeah.
With extra caramel?
No.
Yes.
Sometimes light caramel.
All caramel. The whole bottle, please. We went one time and I said extra caramel, and I don't know what this person was doing that day, but they like weren't paying attention how much caramel, because like every drink was just caramel.
Was it at Dunkin?
Probably. And it was amazing. It was so good. I kept telling Luke, this is so good. This is so good.
One time I went to Dunkin and asked for a caramel macchiato, and they didn't put any caramel in it.
None?
None.
Oh.
It was good still.
No, wasn't. You guarantee it wasn't. Okay, and the last one is kind of the same thing as like, what case did you see unfold first? But do you remember hearing about any other case before JonBenet?
No.
You don't at
That's
all?
That's my first ever.
Okay.
That I remember. I mean, I was pretty young.
Yeah, how old? You would have been really young.
I'd have been, I think I was her age. When she, so. Yeah, so I was probably like 4 or 5.
Okay.
Yeah.
I remember, see, I don't remember the JonBenet case at all, but I remember hearing about a country music singer named String Bean.
Why do I always think he's Green Bean?
I don't know. I told you about this recently. My grandmother was actually watching something. She wasn't even watching it. She was cooking, and it was just on in the living room, and I was laying on the couch, and it terrified me. I was so afraid someone was going to, like, kill me. Actually, I was more afraid someone was going to kill her because in the video, it was two elderly people, and my grandmother was elderly, so I thought that's who they killed was elderly.
Oh, God. That's so sad.
Yes.
I know, traumatized, yet you became interested in it.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, it was very weird. Have I told you about what I thought about my grandmother getting a new one?
Getting a new what?
I thought every day you got a new grandma.
What?
Because my mom, like, didn't wake up before me a lot of times. Like, we'd wake up at the same time and get ready. Like, my mom wouldn't be ready when I got up. But my granny was always up and ready before I ever got out of bed. So, I thought it was a new one.
Oh, my God.
I don't know why I thought that either.
Speaking of conspiracy theories, for real. You thought you got a new grandma every day.
Yeah, because I never saw her go to sleep or get up.
I thought the way, when I was a kid, I thought the way people lost weight was they went to the doctor and got their stomach cut off.
Yes. Why, that makes sense.
I know. And I told I told my dad, I was like, I'm never losing weight. I don't want my stomach cut off. He was like, what are you talking about? And I'm like, I know.
I don't know why I thought that at all. Really, but I didn't think that about anybody else, just my granny.
I know.
And maybe it was because she was always sitting with a cup of coffee and she would like ask how I slept. So maybe I thought she wasn't there while I was sleeping. And her dog, who adored
sleep, I wasn't there. That is hysterical. You've never told me that.
Her dog, who adored her, would stay in the bed with me until I got up. So that also made me think, like, her dog doesn't even know she's here yet.
Oh, my God. Amber, that is hysterical.
Yeah.
We've got to wrap this up.
Okay. I feel so bad. Definitely.
Okay, I'm going to get stranded here in Polk County, Tennessee. I got to get home, but I hope you guys enjoy this bonus episode. If you want to hear more stuff, just go ahead and email us, crimecafepod@yahoo.com.
Find us on Instagram at crimecafepod. You can send us case suggestions, or if you want to talk about this episode, we will have a post up.
Yeah.
And we will be in the discussion or in the comments talking with you guys.
We don't have a website or anything because, nobody has time for that.
No.
We got Instagram. We got email. Let us know what's going on. Let us know what you want to see, and we'll see you in the next one.
Yep. Bye,
you
guys.
I said,
yep.
Oh. Okay. Bye.
Bye.